Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
The Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday. What the hell day is it? It's the 24th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Saturday, October 24th, 2015.
You did the notes this week, so don't blame me.
And I am Miranda Janelle.
Don't blame me if something's wrong with time. I just slept. You did notes it this week. So, I'm that fracking cat.
Hi, kitty.
Hey, Seeps. So, if you want to join us in the chat or to listen to the show, join us on Mixer.com.
Hold on. The notes are actually updated for once.
Yeah? Oh.
There we go.
Go on screen there. Okay. So if you want to interact with the live show, join us in Mixler.com/take37 or send us a tweet at movie nights pod. I started to say .com.
That's just proof that yes, we've got the notes, but neither of us actually look at them. Because we're constantly surprised that we haven't fixed something in the notes. And then we finally do. We just barrel over it and say what we want to say anyway. So why the hell do we even bother?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting the notes to be updated like that. It threw me.
Well, okay then.
So you can join us in chat like Mayor of Beer Town. Damian Chaplin, Mark Turner, and at Comic Noob, not the mayor.
Okay.
Thanks, Robert. He said a window is open.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. Take it away for a minute, Kitty.
Okay. I got words for you and for a lot of other people like Matt and Tim. I was listening to their... Anyway, I'm just going to say that. I was listening to their show last night. Guess what I heard? I heard a kitty snoring. What the?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yes. It was the last hour and a half of work, and I heard that, and I started laughing and cursing at the same time. Luckily, no one was around to hear it. It's like, what the hell? I sent a message to Raphael. You bastard!
Well, anytime that it gets played, especially if it's in isolation, it's just another chance for someone to actually clip it out.
Yeah.
So why would you immediately assume that Raphael is the one who sent it?
It originated from Raphael. I'm going back to the source.
Well, especially since it was played so many times on the 100th episode of We Are Not Here to Please You.
Yeah. I remember.
Mostly. And that gets released in 320K. So you can get a very high quality version of a low quality recording of someone snoring.
We can get a higher quality. Just have me on the show and I'll just fall asleep, I guess. Can't get much more high quality than that, I guess.
Anything Damien memorable happened this kitty. Week?
Huh? Oh. Let's see what happened. There was something that happened, I think, Monday, but I don't think it was that important. Was it?
I don't know.
Some kind of...
What the hell are you talking about?
Movie trailer? Well, we talk about some kind of movies.
Oh, yeah, that. No, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, it's just something that's going on, I guess. I don't pay attention to movies. Not me, anyway.
Oh, me either. Why are we doing this?
I don't know. Just, we got nothing better to do.
So do we actually want to force it upon people and talk about it?
I guess we can talk about it for a little bit. Not that it hasn't been talked about already by everyone on the planet, but I'm cool with it.
Well, talk away. I've already...
I know you've already talked about it. I didn't talk about it too much because, you know, except for myself and Dave at work, but other than that, no. Just Star Wars.
I know. I have that. I have that reaction every single time I watch it. I get goosebumps when.
Why do I watch a trailer so much? It's just a trailer.
It's Star Wars. It's not just a trailer. It's a trailer that had teasers for the trailer.
That had teasers before that.
Did it go that deep?
Well, since last December.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. On Saturday and Sunday, or maybe it was just on Saturday, I don't remember, there were 2 15-second clips that came out. Yeah. One after the other. One from Star Wars and one from Disney.
Ugh.
And they were 15-second clips from... They were teasers for the trailer that was about to come out.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're going with the Inception thing, but okay.
It's not Inception.
Where's my top?
Wait, say what now?
The top. The little top that I can spin around. What are you talking about?
I was going to say, you are wearing a shirt. Weirdo kitty.
I know. But you've got it set that we're going to go see that?
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday.
Yep.
Not in 3D.
11:45 p.m.
And I did make sure that I will be available that night. That's confirmed. So that's good. Are we going to talk about that right after? Immediately when we're done with that movie, are we going to come back here and fire up mics? Or
I have no idea. Maybe. I don't know.
Play it by ear, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see how we feel afterwards. I mean...
Once we get back on Earth?
We would be going on at like... What? Maybe 2:30 in the morning?
Star Wars out breakfast? Here? I don't know. I was just going to ask. I really haven't thought that far too much yet.
I mean, don't we want to see it like 4 times before we actually do a show?
That would be cool. I'm for that.
Okay.
Comic Noob says, fire up the mics as soon as the credits roll. Why not?
Because maybe people are watching the credits still, and that would be rude. That's bad etiquette.
Fine. Think about other people. Whatever. Other people suck. Except for people in the chat.
Yeah, you want to dig yourself out of that one?
I can't now, not at this point.
Okay. Moving on. So, do you want to actually talk about the trailer, or do you just want to mention it?
I was just going to mention it. I mean, it's been talked about forever.
Okay. And I'm good with that.
I'm sure you're probably tired about talking about it.
No, I'm not tired of talking about it. But what am I going to say that's new? I love it. Oh, my God. The music.
I did like the trailer. Well, not the trailer, but... I guess they put it out there, just the music only.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
Every bit as effective as well.
Yeah. So that was cool. I don't know if everyone has seen that. I should probably tweet that out. But I'm sure everyone's seen it. But yeah.
What did you think of Kylo Ren?
What do you mean? Just in the trailer? Or was there something else I missed?
No. Just...
I thought his voice was kind of weird, but... I don't know if he's got something going on with his vocal cords, or it's just the mask. If he's got a Bane thing going, I don't know.
What if he's just that fond of Darth Vader and following in his footsteps that he's wearing a mask with a voice changer and he's not horrendously scarred or anything underneath.
He's cosplaying.
He's cosplaying.
He needs a better mask then. I'm sure he could make one. I mean, they've got the technology. He could make a Vader mask if he wanted.
Well, I don't think he wants to take it's inspired by Vader. It's not.
Oh,
it's
not
like
replica?
Taking up the sigil.
Okay. Well, yeah, because he's got the different. I don't even know if I want to call that a lightsaber.
Why not?
It just doesn't look like a traditional lightsaber.
Okay.
It looks like a flame rather than a lightsaber. I thought maybe they were updating it, you know, from the first trailer. But when you see the other lightsaber, it's, you know, it's a regular lightsaber.
So you're for traditional sabers.
Yeah. It's more defined. It's a... What? Wait, what did I miss? It's a more defined blade than Kylo Ren's. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. It just looks like a flame. I mean, not that it doesn't look cool, but...
Okay, but what if he didn't have anyone to teach him? You know, he only had to follow the will of the Force as best he could interpret it. And because he's turned to the dark side, you know, he constructed his own. He didn't follow traditional designs. Why not have that?
I guess you can do that. I'm just saying, it just doesn't look like one to me. But, you know, you got to go with what you've got. He did make up that weird kind of mask, so all right, go for it, dude. Damien says he's a wannabe. That's possible. I'd kind of go there.
Okay,
that's all I've got to say about the trailer.
That's it? Just a bit on Kylo Ren?
Well, I mentioned the music. I did like the music.
Yeah.
And
What about the scene where Kylo Ren and Finn are about to have their lightsaber duel?
Well, it's just a confrontation. I wouldn't call it a duel yet. Who knows? Maybe they're just kind of meeting and I don't know. I don't want to say it's a duel yet.
They're just going to touch their swords to each other and be like, "Hey, we sparked them up. All right,
hey, they're in the forest. Who knows?
Let's get out of here."
Happens in the forest. Stays in the forest.
But, are you suggesting forest porn? Set. I mean, really?
I like what Damien said. It's not the length, it's the girth. Hence the cross guards. Awesome. But
So nothing about Han Solo. Nothing.
No, I was going to say about the confrontation. Yeah, it was cool. It's been mentioned that Finn, you know, he did look confident and he was about ready to go into battle or whatever.
And then he actually saw Kylo Ren and it looked like he was, you know, stumbling backwards.
He did look scared. Yeah. There was fear in his eyes, which is not good. Fear leads to the dark side. So I don't know if he got intimidated or a mask was taken off or something, but I don't know. No blades were raised, they were just raised, you know, held up, but I did not see any indication of a battle just yet, so.
Yeah, it looked like he was about to take the first strike. I mean, why
would
they?
Maybe he was just kind of like jumping at him, like he was going to have two for flinching. And then he punches him in the arm and that's it. Finn runs off crying.
Have you, every Star Wars property that you've ever seen, have you ever seen two lightsabers spark up and not have a confrontation?
Yeah.
When one of the lightsabers is colored red.
Yeah. Darth Maul's, both of them lit up and they didn't touch each other. They were on opposite sides of the hilt.
You're killing me, Kitty.
You asked a question, yeah. Two lightsabers lit up and they never touched each other. Kitty wins.
They were part of the same freaking lightsaber.
Doesn't matter, different blades.
By your interpretation. All right, two lightsabers of differing colors, one of which is red.
Okay. And have they never clashed?
And they are within a 10-foot radius of each other. Have you ever, in the history of any Star Wars property, seen a scene in which meets that criteria and the lightsabers did not cross and result in a duel?
Well, with those specific parameters, then no.
Okay.
Not
so that's
I can recall.
So I
no
feel it's safe
that.
To assume that Kylo Ren and Finn were about to have a duel.
That is a possibility.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm not saying it's not possible. I didn't see it yet. Because he'd look scared, he could run off. Me no want to fight. Bye-bye.
But I so are you calling him chicken?
I would never do that.
Because
I don't know. He's got a lightsaber. I mean, I've got one too, but his is probably better than mine.
I'm already on Back to the Future. Sorry.
I know. You went there. Okay, switching. Speaking of Back to the Future, now it's in the past, Back to the Future Day. How does that make you feel?
Hey, I was there.
Well, yeah, I was there too. I mean, I didn't take that day off from life.
No, I didn't take the day off from life, but I had fun with it. I went to work wearing my DeLorean shirt, and I turned my pockets inside out on my jeans, and it ultimately resulted in my boss asking me what was up with the rabbit ears while I was in a meeting, which was fun. And I got to tell the office about Back to the Future Day and how it was October 21st, 2015.
You're in a room full of computer geeks. They didn't know anything about Back to the Future?
I know.
Well, what are they, 12? Why do you work with these people?
My boss is older than me, but everyone else in that room is at least 9 years younger. So
well,
they weren't even...
Anything.
One of them was born.
When the movie came out?
When the movie came out.
So what, do they use computers to say, what is, you have to use your hands? What are these babies' toys?
No. But anywho, I
why
explained
are these
it.
Why fired?
Because that is not criteria for employment, Katie.
They work with computers. They're geeks. Nerds! And they don't know Back to the Future. I'm disappointed. This world is going to shit.
Are you having fun up on that soapbox?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I feel superior now.
Good for you.
Stupid kids.
Continue. So, okay. Is it safe for me to... Carry on. You gonna go off on another tirade? Do we need to break out the Nerf swords again?
I'm good. I mean, I think I chased the kids off the lawn, so that's good.
I don't even know where to go with my story anymore. You kind of went there, Kitty.
Just disappointed. Disappointed.
So the day at work was interesting. I'm not sure if I'm really not sure what's gonna set the cat off.
Nothing you explained back to the future. I didn't turn my pockets inside out. That would have been cool, but I've got too much junk in my pockets, so things would just fall out. That sounds wrong, but okay. I utilize my pockets. I don't have empty pockets. There's always something in my pockets.
What has it got in its pockets, sis?
So after work, I ended up going over to the theater and seeing Back to the Future 2 over at the really awesome theater up the street. Enjoyed a nice half bottle of wine.
At the theater?
At the theater.
Cool. That is a neat place to go.
Yeah?
I'll give you that. I'm not sure about the price of the tickets, but okay.
Well,
I mean, it's all right. I mean, they've got the electric chairs that go back, but I don't like to lean back in a place, where I'm not comfortable.
Well, you should get comfortable because those are incredibly comfortable chairs. They're part of what makes that ticket price worth it.
Well, I know, but you know me. I'm paranoid and I can't get comfortable and lean back and
well, that's
be
your
relaxed.
Problem.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
That's your problem. And, yeah.
That's just me.
It was really awesome seeing Back to the Future 2 in that theater. There was a guy in the theater that showed up wearing the jacket and the appropriate t-shirt and jeans with the pockets turned inside out. He had the pink hoverboard, and he also had the sparkly cap.
So it was an actual
someone was actually
hoverboard?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you see it? Or
oh, yeah. Not up close, though. I wanted to take a picture with the guy, but he didn't stay through the credits.
He hovered on out?
He was out of time. But it was so awesome actually being in the theater, you know, like the moment that Doc says October 21st, 2015, you know, at precisely 4:29 p.m. Just, it was great. You know, all 30 people in the theater reacted.
See, that's what would have been cool about going to go see it in a theater, just the crowd. I don't remember too much when I went to see it because I did see it in a theater originally. And that was
so did I.
That was a while ago.
It was 1989.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it and feel old, but thanks. Old kitty is old.
It's 26 years ago.
My life sucks.
What the hell is with you tonight?
I don't know.
Where's the energy?
What energy?
Where's Happy Kitty?
Happy Kitty's happy and awake and just watched a movie. So Kitty's good, just old and grumpy.
Okay then, fine.
I'm allowed to be grumpy.
Fine. You've got to take it away.
The Flick Pit.
So, we're already on the movie now. Okay, we watched, well, it's episode 95, and we went through the list of 1995 movies, and we chose GoldenEye. Did I say GoldenEye? Sorry, what? What other movies came out in 95?
Yeah.
You would have to say that, and I don't have the list in front of me. A lot of other movies. But GoldenEye was the top. Well, just the top pick for us. Wait a second. I do have a couple of them listed here that I didn't think to open up. And wait. No, that was last week. Dang it.
Wait, what? What are you
Apollo
talking
13
about?
was one of those that we almost chose. But I think we've had enough. I can't say we've had enough of space because we had enough of. Last week was a spy movie.
Oh, we have not had enough of space.
You can never have too much space.
Yeah, but we also had Toy Story.
Yeah.
As an option.
Wait, that was 94, wasn't it?
5.
Oh. Well, I guess I have a different list.
Wait a minute.
No, it's the right list because I didn't see GoldenEye. It's just not one that I put down on my list. I'm looking at my own personal list. When we were choosing movies, I would send like a list of some of the top.
Yes,
few.
I remember.
Okay.
So do you want to go over your personal list?
No, I'm good. I mean, you've got a list now. I was just going of what I had available at this moment.
Okay, well.
But you said Toy Story. That was a good one.
Indeed.
I know. And
The Usual Suspects was...
Oh, that's an awesome movie.
Braveheart was never one of our candidates.
Yeah, I've seen it once. So I can say I've seen it. I wouldn't say it's a bad movie. It's just, yeah, it's just not my kind of movie.
Yeah, exactly. So. But The Usual Suspects made the short list.
Yeah. And that one I like. It's one that everyone knows about it and, you know, how it ends, but you can still watch it and enjoy it. I still get, you know, the chill up the spine, you know, at the end. Just like, you know, Empire, every time. Even hearing the audio of Empire, you know, at the end, the reveal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still like, that was awesome.
Okay, so when he's, you know, walking out and he loses the lamp and everything just falls away, is that when you're talking about?
Yeah, that was the coolest moment ever.
Okay, what about
he's
7?
Kind of, yeah, he's dragging along and just kind of starts walking. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes! Fuck you, coppers. Sorry, what, 7?
I didn't mean to interrupt your moment, but it seemed like you were done with that.
So. That had Kevin Spacey in it too. 7.
Yep.
What's in the box? Can't believe you don't have that one. I did send you that clip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to play it right now? It's not on the soundboard.
Oh, no. Well, I thought you did have it, but never mind.
Yeah, but anyway. That doesn't mean that it's still on the soundboard. I hadn't...
Babe came out. Didn't see it. I know about it,
but
I just
didn't. You've never seen Babe?
No.
So every single time I say, that'll do, cat, that'll do?
Well, I said I know it. I've heard about it, and I know, you know, I've heard phrases from it, but I've never really seen it. It's about a pig on a farm. I've seen farms.
I'll ram you.
Don't take that tone with me.
Okay. Batman Forever. The first of the Schumachers.
That one was good, though. I like that one. Val Kilmer? What were you about to say?
What's Bruce Wayne afraid of?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know,
what
Carrie,
kind of
he did
man
go over the top.
Is afraid of a bat.
I think that was when I was starting to lose my like for Jim Carrey. But it's still a good movie. I'll watch it more than I will watch Batman and Robin. How about you? Do you still like it?
It's a Batman movie.
Yeah. It's not Batman and Robin, so yeah. It's a good movie.
Okay. Wow. All right. I had a problem with Tommy Lee Jones.
As Two-Face?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't Billy Dee Williams?
No, just... Oh. Because it just didn't seem like a Tommy Lee Jones role.
Like he was uncomfortable? Or he was just there to be there? He was there for the paycheck?
No, it's... I don't know. I it's just different from all of his other roles. It's more ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. It just didn't seem right to me. I mean, I guess he did okay because it was more comic booky. Would that be the more campy?
Yeah,
than the previous?
But I mean, let's not forget with Men in Black.
Yeah, but he was K with a K.
Yeah. You know, he does.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, but it was also comedic at the same time.
Yeah, he was more deadpan, which
you know,
I liked.
That's the more. That's what I think of when I think of Tommy Lee Jones. That and Double Jeopardy, and The Fugitive. You know, I think of those roles more, and then I think of him as Two-Face in Batman Forever, and
I could have seen him in the Harvey Dent role, but
yeah,
as Two-Face.
Yeah, it was just...
I accept it.
That was odd.
Just, yeah.
How about Waterworld?
Yeah.
No love for Waterworld, huh?
Kitties ate the water.
Okay, fair
Did
enough.
Did you see 12 Monkeys? That came out in 95.
Yes, I have seen that.
Did you go see it in the theater?
No.
I saw it in the theater. Not. I think.
Strong memory on that one, huh?
Not too much, no.
Yeah, all right.
Because I drank like a pint of whiskey before I went.
Now,
and when I was there.
Okay.
I don't know why. It was just weird, but for some reason I was drinking that day and everyone wanted to go see 12 Monkeys. What the hell? I got nothing better to do. And so, yeah, we went. And it took me about 15 times watching it to finally figure out what was going on, which I totally didn't remember. I just know that Brad Pitt was jumping around and crazy, and Bruce Willis was here and there and then not here, and it was confusing. Not a movie you want to watch plastered. You want to have a little concentration.
Okay.
But I figured it out. And I was like, oh, so that happened. Okay.
Oh. Where the hell did you just go?
I don't know. Back to 95. I don't remember what theater I went to. So, and it was, oh God, that was midday. I started early that day. I think it was a Sunday. So. Okay, what next? I'm moving past this one now.
One I remember seeing in the theater with my mom and my sister, Jumanji.
Didn't see it in the theater. Saw it on VHS when it came out. That's where the board game, right?
Yep.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams and then Kristen Dunst.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was in that. But I vaguely remember it. I don't think I've seen it since I watched it on VHS. And this one we almost chose.
We used to watch it. I don't know. It seemed like we would watch it once a month. It was one that we all latched onto.
For how many years?
A lot. Wow. It would come on a lot. And so whenever it would come on, like on cable or whatever, we would all just stop and watch it.
Okay.
Who else was who played
the noob Robin left. Williams. I missed that.
What?
The comic noob. He had to leave. I missed that.
Oh, bummer.
Boop.
Was it Bonnie Hunt?
I don't know her name. Oh, you're talking about Jumanji. I was thinking about.
Yeah. What the hell did you think I was talking about?
I saw 12 Monkeys in the chat and my mind went back to 12 Monkeys.
Yes, it was indeed Bonnie Hunt. She played Robin Williams' love interest.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho, David Alan Greer was...
Oh, wasn't he a cop or
he was
security
the cop.
Guard?
No, he was okay. The cop, and before that, he worked at the shoe factory, and Alan was the one who had left the shoe on the conveyor belt and messed it up.
So he wasn't in a shoe factory
it
anymore
wasn't,
after that?
It wasn't Carl's fault, but Carl still ended up getting fired.
Damn it, Carl. I do want to watch that one again eventually, at some point. I do remember how fun it was.
The different challenges from the board game all come to life. You know, you've got all of the different animals, you know, busting through the house, the poisonous plants, the hunter, you know, the lion that gets locked in the bedroom, and then the ant comes home, gets all frightened.
I do remember when you mentioned Greer, I remember him screaming about something and like rhinos or elephants crushing his car or something.
Mm-hmm. And then the monkeys riding the motorcycle. That's always fun.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, it's been a while since I've seen it. I'll have to watch it again. So
you know, I would have been good with Clueless.
Clueless?
Yep.
Oh.
In fact, you know what? I think it actually would have been a better movie for the mood that I was in.
At the time or... For tonight.
For tonight, when we were actually sitting down to watch the movie, because, you know, we chose GoldenEye.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood for it.
I get that. At the time, I think I was when we chose it, but when we actually started watching, I was kind of like, Oh, I remember this now. I've seen this.
Yeah, it was basically I've watched this movie 17,000 times, and I've got a new Lego set I would rather be building.
Yeah, you're more interested in Legos. But wait, what was the other one that you mentioned? Clueless?
Clueless?
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh my gosh, really?
Well, I know about it. I've heard about it. And, you know, references.
It's got Batgirl and Ant-Man.
Okay, Batgirl, I get Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, I didn't know he was in that.
Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone.
What was he, like 20, 15 or something like that?
He was young. Yeah.
Oh.
That's definitely the first thing I remember seeing him in.
Oh, okay. Like I said, I don't think I've seen it. Heard about it, never seen it. Just wasn't my kind of movie at the time.
I know this is a silly question, but have you ever read Emma?
Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
Jane
not.
Jane Austen?
No.
No? Okay. No. Yeah. Like I said, I know it was probably a silly question, but basically the same story.
Okay.
It's good, though. It's a lot of fun.
It's like a popular girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of running around with her and her troubles, I guess. Would you say
that she has her share.
Nice. Okay, that I get. See, I told you I know the references. I've never seen the movie.
Okay. You had brought up Bad Boys as one of the options.
Yeah. I thought it was a good movie. I like Will Smith and the Martin Lawrence in that. It was kind of like a Miami Vice to me. Certainly better than the Miami Vice they came out with, about 10 years ago, which I tried to watch like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I just never finished it. It was all right, but I think Bad Boys should have been like an updated Miami Vice.
I've watched it a few times. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another one of those funny action movies, but
just don't like Michael Bay.
In fact, I think that's exactly what I said when you mentioned it. I said no. You
almost
threw out a list, and I just said no Michael Bay.
No Michael Bay. Okay.
I didn't feel like watching that.
I just don't even think of Michael Bay when I think of that movie. I just think of those two. They're just I even like two. And a lot of people don't like Bad Boys 2, but I still like it just because of, you know, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. I think they're funny. It's two cop.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I don't really have anything against either movies. I just didn't feel like watching it.
See you, Diana. She had to go. She has to work.
Okay. See you, Diana.
Okay, fine. You didn't like Bad Boys?
Well, the Brady Bunch movie was an option.
Okay. For you?
Yeah, why not?
I just don't like the Brady Bunch. I never did.
Okay, then what about Judge Dredd?
Oh, yeah, blah, blah. I kind of like that. I don't think I would have watched it. It's one I watch maybe every couple of years or something. I mean, it was all right, but
okay.
It was better than the Dredd movie that came out a couple of years ago. I didn't like that. It was too weird.
Okay.
Rob Schneider wasn't in it.
I kind of don't really care about either, but, you know, hey, Sandra Bullock. Thumbs up to her. She wasn't in that, right?
No. You're thinking of Demolition Man.
I am thinking of Demolition Man. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, great. Now I can't even think of her name. Lane? Is it?
Diane Lane. Yeah. Okay, Diane Lane in Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Okay. Because all of a sudden I saw Sandra Bullock in that role. I was like, wait a minute. She don't belong here. Get out of here, Sandra.
Wrong movie.
You're not supposed to be here today.
I'm embarrassed. Let's move on to The Quick and the Dead.
Okay. I think I saw that one in
Sharon
the theater.
Stone.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Russell.
Crowe?
Okay. For some reason, Cameron Crowe all of a sudden jumped in my brain when I said that, and I was like, that's not right. Yeah, the shootout tournament, right? The quick draw.
Yep.
I do like that movie. I will watch it if I ever see it on somewhere. You know, if I'm walking past someone's house, hey, they're watching that, and I'll just barge in. Hey, I like this movie too.
it's fun.
Yeah. But I do and think I want to see that one in the theater.
Gene Hackman playing the villain.
Yeah, which is good. I like him. What, he played a villain in Unforgiven, didn't he? See that one I watched like once or twice. Clint Eastwood movie. Oh, well.
Nope, nothing. I got nothing.
Okay. Well, you can not have seen a movie too. I'll give you that.
I probably have seen it because my dad likes Clint Eastwood a lot.
Yeah.
But nothing at the top of the head, no.
Desperado was on that list. Did you see that?
Oh, of course I've seen Desperado.
That was cool. I liked Antonio Banderas back in the 90s. And he had a suit, guitar case full of guns.
Yeah.
Sexy.
And Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah, she was in that too.
Nice.
I just saw guitar case full of guns. Mallrats? I've heard of that. I don't think I've seen it.
It's by some guy named Kevin Smith. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know it.
I heard he made like one good movie and it's in black and white. And it was a long time ago.
Yeah, like 80 years ago or something when they didn't have color back then.
Why didn't we go with Mallrats?
I don't know. It seems like it would have been the top choice, but I don't know. I think I had it on my... No, I don't know. Maybe because it was so obvious. No, it's like...
Maybe it's because Mortal Kombat knocked it off the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We wanted to see people get beaten up, and dismembered, more than we wanted to see two slackers running around a mall.
I don't remember that movie that much. I remember playing the game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mallrats. I was like, what the...
Of course I remember Mallrats.
I remember playing Mortal Kombat on an actual...
Like in the arcade.
The actual arcade game. That and Street Fighter. Both of them were kind of big at the same time. I remember Street Fighter. I remember what store it was. We always used to hang out in on like the weekends. What a bunch of losers.
We used to go down to Camelot, and sometimes we would do miniature golf. Sometimes we would play in the arcade. Sometimes we would go to the batting cages.
Well, look at you. Going places and doing things.
Mortal Kombat was one of the games that we always played in the arcade. That and Skee-Ball.
I think I played Mortal Kombat more on Sega.
I did have a neighbor that had it.
You didn't have a Sega?
No, did not have a Sega.
I'm trying to think of what other console was out there at the time. Was it just Sega and Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
Okay. This was pre-PlayStation, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Not by much, though. I think the Neo Geo was out as well.
That I heard of. Never had one. Or TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah, Turbo. Yes, yes. Never had one.
No, didn't either. But I don't think I even wanted one. It just seemed like it was too out there. They didn't have the games you'd heard of. I was like, what are these games? One of them was Bonk on the TurboGrafx with the caveman with the big head to head smash people. So I was like, yeah.
I just remember what was that? Was it the Neo Geo or the TurboGrafx where you could play in the arcade and take it home? So you would have like Virtua Fighter and you would be able to continue playing at home by plugging your cartridge in.
Wasn't that Dreamcast?
Hell, I don't know.
I don't know where we're going.
It was some console I never had.
Yeah.
I've only ever had Nintendos and PlayStations. Oh, and in television. Way, way back. But oh, yeah. I don't even I remember that.
I do. I remember that. And ColecoVision. But that did not have Mortal Kombat.
My neighbors had ColecoVision.
Cool.
Right. Another set of neighbors had an Atari as well, now that I think about it.
Well, I had the ColecoVision that had the Atari adapter, which was, you know, you had the ColecoVision, which was the size of probably your laptop, and the adapter was probably about the size of your iPad, and it would kind of attach to the front of it, and then you would put your Atari games in it. But, wow, we're going back.
Unfortunately, we've gone back before my memory starts. And the first thing I really remember playing games on was the Commodore 64.
I knew someone had one of those. I knew a couple of people that had those. I never actually had one, which was, oh, Mark said ColecoVision had the loudest printer. Are you talking about an Atom, Mark? Because I did have an Atom. That was what one of the first computers that I had that I started writing when I was doing code stuff.
But, oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then, you know, house burned and gone. So that ended that potential future. So what other movie was there?
Ended in Fire. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tommy Boy.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we can go to Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, but...
I've seen it a couple of times.
I've seen it a couple of times, too. I love John Leguizamo in it.
I don't like him. Never had. That's why I just don't like him.
So when it comes time for... Oh, God, what was it? Was it...
Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes did not look bad in drag. But I just, probably... Leguizamo either, but I just don't like him. Just never have.
So when it comes time for Baz Luhrmann's Romeo plus Juliet, you won't be casting your vote for that? Because when I think of John Leguizamo, I think of Romeo plus Juliet. I think of Tu Wong Fu. And I also think of him as Sid, the sloth in Ice Age.
Now see, I can handle him in that just because it's not him. And I would probably watch the Romeo plus Juliet. I mean, just, you know, he's not prominent in it, unless he is. But I think it's more Leo and, what is her name, Claire Danes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, he's just one of those people I just don't like in a main role. I could handle him in a supporting role, just like Will Ferrell. But I just can't handle, you know, full-on Leguizamo or Will Ferrell. Except for the other guys, for Will Ferrell. That one I like.
What about Step Brothers?
I've seen it.
Okay. Let's go back to 1995.
Okay.
How about Rob Roy?
Don't think I've seen it.
Just honestly, I really only wanted to bring that up because I thought I was going to launch you on a tirade about Ray Roy.
Ray Roy's gone.
They're extra, you know, they're
that's more
Ray Roy has another brother, Rob Roy.
Oh, yeah. Is he cut hair too?
I don't know. Okay, first night. Sean Connery.
With a K?
Yeah. We decided that we were going to watch a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
So I would say because Sean Connery played James Bond originally, that maybe we should have gone with First Night.
You know, people probably hate me, but I just don't like Sean Connery either. Even his Bond. Just not a big fan.
So while you were sleeping...
What happened?
No, that's a movie.
Oh. I thought something happened today.
Peter Gallagher's passed out, and I'm pretty sure it's Sandra Bullock, although now I'm afraid I'm inserting her into everything.
Yeah.
Please tell me that was Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, that was Sandra Bullock.
Okay, and Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
President a year later.
Indeed.
So.
And before that, Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah. Lone Star.
Nice Lone Star. It's Lone Star.
Yeah.
Only one man would give me the raspberry. we did have a lot of options. Now, one I know for a fact is Sandra Bullock was the net.
Oh, man. I remember.
I haven't watched that since the 90s.
I think
that might have been a good choice.
Yeah, that would have been cool to watch. I think I watched it maybe 4 or 5 years ago and just seeing all the technology they were using. I mean, having all this fast speed through the internet, and they were using these little 3.5 discs for all of this data that they were downloading. I was like, really? Wow.
But it is what we were using at the time.
Yeah, but they were downloading files that wouldn't even fit on my iPhone. I'm like, you can't put that much data on that. That disc would have to be like the size of this room if they wanted to put that much data on it.
No, at that time, you know, we were looking into
the future,
you know, like double density and figuring out how to build higher capacity media. Everything was rapidly changing then, and so the filmmakers, you know, extended it a bit.
Yeah,
you know, they used their poetic license and they tried to imagine what the technology could actually be like. I can't fault them for that.
Well, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it would have been fun to watch and say, look at that. Like going back and watching War Games now, and watching him use that modem where he put the phone receiver on top of it, or when he's putting the discs in there that looks like an LP,
mm-hmm.
one of the giant ones. I liked going back just to watch that where he's got to use two hands to put it in. And then he latches it down, clunk. Just, it's kind of funny to watch the movies with the old technology in them. And seeing like, oh, damn.
I still love seeing the acoustic decoupler.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
No, it's just fun to go back and watch that because even my old iPhone has more data capacity than my first computer did. So it's just fun.
Okay, now what about Casper? I know that never would have actually made it.
Sandra Bullock's not in it.
Fair enough.
Bill Pullman is, though.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
He
nice.
Was kind of popular back then. Mm-hmm. What was it, two movies already? That he was in? And like, according to you, 15 that Sandra Bullock was in?
I made the mistake on one.
And I'm going to give you hell for it.
You're an asshole.
I know.
I don't know. I enjoyed Casper.
Yeah, it was fun. I think I owned
it. It was Christina Ricci, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then the three ghosts, they were kind of fun to watch. And what was her name? The lady, the... For some reason, I want to say, no, that's not her. Catherine somebody?
The mom from Home Alone?
No, not her.
No? I don't know. That's who just popped into my head.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Kathy Moriarty.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
I liked her.
Yeah,
she
was
so evil.
I forgot Eric Idle was in it. Maybe we should have actually watched this. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I haven't either.
But I remember...
Again, VHS, the clamshell.
I remember it fondly.
It was fun for the time. I don't like that it came out with a dozen sequels. It just sucked, but okay.
Pocahontas. I remember where I was when I saw that for the first time.
In a theater, probably.
At Disneyland.
Oh, good grief.
Saw it as part of a special cast member family screening.
Me. I think I watched it when it came out on video. Once. Never got into the story.
I know. Just well, it's... Didn't.
I don't like those people.
You're a weirdo.
I know.
You really are. I mean, I know it wasn't historically accurate, but I always thought it was a fun movie.
Didn't it have like a... Well, of course, it had animals that were...
Miko, the raccoon.
Okay, yeah.
And then...
Well, Disney movies have animals.
What was Flit?
Flit?
Yeah, I think its name was Flit. Like the hummingbird.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you said Flick, and I was going to say, that's A Bug's Life. You get those confused?
No. In Pocahontas. Yeah. Flit's a hummingbird. It's F-L-I-T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to go off topic, I see a lot of those around here, which is cool. I used to see them back home, but for some reason they just moved on or died off, and it's just fun to see them around here because they're everywhere.
Everywhere, huh?
Yeah. Hummingbirds are just cool.
I agree.
So, yeah.
Okay. I guess we should actually start talking about GoldenEye. I mean, we both admitted that neither of us were really in the mood to watch it. So why the hell didn't we say something to one another?
Well, at the time, it seemed like it was a good idea.
This was Pierce Brosnan's first James Bond movie.
Yeah. And I think... I did go to see this.
It's definitely my favorite of his movies.
I hadn't seen a Bond movie since probably, what was the one with Zorn?
Wait, say what?
With Zorn, with Roger Moore. And, good grief, what? Who's in San Francisco? Shit. Duran Duran did the song for it.
Oh, A View to a Kill?
Yeah, that's it.
You go. Connected to the music, I'll get it.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? Zorn? Who the hell is Zorn?
He was Walken. Christopher Walken was in it.
Oh, okay.
He was the villain. It had a... Vamp. I can't think of
her
name.
Wait, why the hell are you calling him Zorn?
Because that was his name. Zorn Industries.
Oh. Okay.
That was the last Bond movie I went to see in the theater. I never saw Dalton. I just never cared for him all that much. So I didn't see
Dalton
any of his...
was always my favorite because that's when I first got into.
So he was your
James
first Bond?
He's the first one I really remember. I
did see a couple of Roger Moore's Bond movies in the theater. So he was kind of my first Bond.
I remember watching the Roger Moore movies with my brother, but it was The Living Daylights and License to Kill. I don't know, my brother used to have like these books that had like the technical readouts for all of the Bond cars. You know, like it was like a Q's manual.
So he had like blueprints and a technical manual for all these cars. Nerd.
And yes, my brother was a nerd. Do you want to say that through his face?
I only say that because I've got technical manuals for the Enterprise D.
He had the technical manuals.
I think I even have them on my phone.
He had the technical manuals for the Enterprise as well. the original.
Oh, the original?
Yes. Yeah, he had books of Starfleet. He had a lot of that stuff too. and my brother also used to draw James Bond's gun a lot. And
I always wanted one of those guns.
The Walther PPK?
Yeah.
Yeah. But James Bond was one of those things. The cat has pulled up.
The technical manual.
Yeah.
Next generation.
Nice. It's on his phone in the Kindle app. Good for you, kitty.
Nerd kitty.
So, anywho, I was trying to tell a story about how James Bond was something that my brother and I always used to watch together. You know, it was James Bond, Monty Python, and Red Dwarf.
All good.
Yeah, and of course he also got me into Star Wars and Star Trek as well. But
see, that's why I think your brother's cool. So, you know, he's into the good stuff.
He certainly...
Especially Red Dwarf. I didn't know he watched Red Dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. He's a dwarfer. Awesome. More awesome points.
Yeah. Smeg was something... We used to just laugh for... It seems like hours on end.
You just say
cracking
Smeg and start
jokes
giggling?
About Smeg.
That's fracked up. Oh, I used to watch
put
that
Smeg
every...
on that toast, or yeah. You know, just like stupid stuff like that.
Now I have to watch that again. Damn, I love that show, and they are filming two new seasons. Every once in a while, I'll see tweets from Crichton. I don't follow anyone else, but I started following him from back in the Twit days when he was doing what. Carpool? Was
yeah.
that it? Yeah.
Yeah, when
he was talking to Leo, that's when I started following him.
Mm-hmm. And he's active on Periscope now as well.
Oh, yeah. He's
watched
always...
a few of his
Yeah, I'll
his
hear
scopes.
The Periscope thing go off during the night when I'm at work. It's either him or Dale. Just depending
you gotta
on
follow
the
Paul in Ireland. Sometimes he reads Walt Whitman. Sometimes he takes you on...
That's my bad. I did that.
Sometimes he takes you on tours of various stores out there in Ireland.
On the blog?
He's got a very, yeah.
Yeah.
A Manny blog. Yeah. He's got a very soothing voice. I like him.
Yeah. I've kind of chatted with him a couple of times when I was at lunch at 2 a.m. He's like, what are you doing awake? I'm like, I'm at lunch. I'm working. Why are you asking me these questions? Entertain me. How'd we get a Red Dwarf again? Oh, we're still talking about James Bond. We're talking. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, our actual flick pick of GoldenEye.
Yeah, I was going back that Moore was my first James Bond. And he was all right until, like I said, I never got into Sean Connery. I've seen some of them. Just, I don't know. Something about Sean Connery rubs me the wrong way. Didn't see Dalton just because I didn't like him.
See, we used to, because I think The Living Daylights was, what, 85? And I think License to Kill was 87?
Could be. I thought they were a little bit later than that, but that seems about right.
And then we had the License to Kill video game on our Amiga.
Wow.
And we used to play that.
How did that look?
It was awesome. It was one of the best games available.
Okay.
And it would actually play that and Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade. That was a couple of years later, but that was another awesome game.
The graphics were probably a little bit better by then, right?
Oh, my God. DuckTales was the best. I've got that on the PlayStation. I can actually play the same version of DuckTales on the PlayStation that I used to play back on the Amiga all the way back then.
I've seen you do that. I've seen you play that game. When you're talking about these games, and I'm guessing they were running around or something, I just have this idea of Berserker. And they're 8-bit people running around.
Well, sometimes you would be able to drive.
So now I'm thinking pole position.
Nice. And then there was a bit where you were like you were flying the plane and
that would have been cool.
And I even remember the like the tankers. Like you were able to drive.
See, I've gone back so far, everything you're talking about is in 8-bit.
Yeah.
I need to get back to 95.
Okay, so we can just start talking about GoldenEye. If we want to talk about video games based on James Bond movies.
No, it's cool. I'm just trying to, yeah.
Yeah, GoldenEye for, what was it, the Nintendo 64?
Probably. I didn't have it.
Yeah, I didn't have it either. In fact, I've only played it once, but it was pretty sick. Although I could never figure out why Jaws was in that game.
Really?
Because he wasn't in the movie. Jaws wasn't in GoldenEye. We just watched it.
I know, but yeah. I kind of know the history with Jaws. I mean, he wouldn't have
I mean,
been
I get why
Golden.
Hagrid was there, but... Yeah.
Strangling cats?
Yeah. That was an interesting cameo by Minnie Driver.
You think she did it just because it's a Bond movie? Maybe she was a fan?
I don't know.
Because you said she was a name by then.
Yeah. In 95, she had already made a name for herself.
Yeah. I know.
I think that's a strange role for her to choose.
Well, what else is she going to do in it? To have a major role, she would have to either be a Bond girl or a villain. I mean, she could have played a villain, I guess, but they already had a villain that was good. They had Jean Grey. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Famke. Do you pronounce the J in her name? Is it Jansen or Janssen?
I always thought it was Jansen. I could be wrong. I mean, I can barely pronounce my own name.
I have no idea.
That's why I call her Jean Grey. I just go for that.
Had you seen her in anything before this? This is the first thing I remember her from.
Same here. And
she was
awesome. She was intense.
I love the driving scene where James Bond is just being his asshole self. Yeah.
At the beginning. Okay.
Yeah, at the very beginning. She comes up in the what was it, a Ferrari?
Hi, Marianne.
Marianne's here?
Yeah.
Hola.
Yeah, I think it was a Ferrari. It was red and it moved fast.
Yeah. Listen, James, I enjoy a spirited drive as much as the next girl. Who's that? The next girl. Oh, please. The cheesy James Bond lines.
I know.
And the effects totally don't hold up in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. There were moments I was like, oh, wow, that's model. Did they use much CGI in this? Was it even that much of a thing?
They had to use some.
Yeah, but still, just some of it was, you could tell, totally tell. But.
Well, if you look, the budget for the movie was $58 million. Which seems kind of low for a James Bond movie. But maybe they just did it. Maybe I'm filtering that through modern budgets.
Yeah. Wow. Opening weekend was $26 million. Well, they got part of that.
That's in the U.S. only.
I did go see that one in the theater.
Yeah. Look at the opening weekend. Look at what's the exact dollar amount, Kitty?
For the opening weekend?
Uh-huh.
$26,205,007. Okay, that's awesome. Didn't notice that.
Yep. And it did almost $100 million at the box office in the USA only. So
that's good. I did see this in the theater. It got me interested in the Bond movies again when I heard that he was going to be in it. And I was like, he can do that. I mean, Remington Steele could be James Bond. I could buy that.
I still can't believe that Mrs. Doubtfire came out before this.
Did it?
Yeah. It came out in 93.
Wow. Okay. For some reason, I had it in my mind it came out afterward.
So did I.
Shit, and I went to see that one in the theater too. Holy crap.
So did I. But I was looking up Pierce Brosnan and I was trying to figure out if this was the first, you know, if I don't remember Remington Steele. I know it was on, you know.
Well, there was no moonlighting, but I remember some of it. It wasn't one of those I used to watch all the time. But I knew of it. So,
yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire was definitely 93.
That's cool.
So that's probably the first thing I ever started recognizing Pierce Brosnan from.
You want to know one of my favorite parts of the movie?
Of GoldenEye or Mrs. Doubtfire?
GoldenEye.
Oh. Because if it was Mrs. Doubtfire, I would say it's when Pierce Brosnan gets hit in the head with the lime.
Okay, that was funny.
Yeah. All right, GoldenEye.
Who doesn't like a drive-by fruiting? the scene on the boat when he's going to investigate Jean Grey. Okay. She's on this boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets into the fight with the guy who's sneaking up on him. And he grabs the towel and beats the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah, with the towel.
That was about... I guess it was after the time I started carrying my towel. So it was just awesome. They was like, look, he's beating the shit out of somebody with a towel. Suck it, losers. Towels are awesome.
Oh.
Holy shit, this towel is over 20 years old.
Holy shit. If it could speak, would it stand up and be like, I am invincible?
I'd have to kill it if it could speak. We've seen some serious shit.
So you're not going to start calling your towel Boris?
Boris? No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an American towel. American.
Okay, fine. I was trying to bring us back to GoldenEye.
Okay, let's go for it. Yeah, well, towels.
Because, you know, Boris, I am invincible.
Yeah.
Alan Cumming. First time I ever saw him.
Really?
Yep.
I think it's one of the first times I saw him.
Every single time I say that, you always respond with, really? Like, you're surprised. Have I yet to mess with you on that one?
Really? That's not me saying really. That's soundbite you're using.
I call BS.
That's good.
I would know,
right?
If I was... Stop it. Yeah.
I saw him in a Christmas special. Bernard and the Genie. I think that's where I first saw him. It was out of the UK. And I can never find that movie again. It was him and Lenny Henry. And he gets this, like on the lamp. He finds a lamp, gets a genie, and he's got all these wishes. So he starts, and right before he finds it, he's going through shit. He loses his job. He gets accused of stealing something, and he loses his girlfriend. But then he gets this genie, and, you know, he has the world. So it was a pretty good kind of Christmas special. We'll have to watch that one. I'll have to find it somewhere.
Hmm.
That's what I remember him in. I don't know when it came out. Probably, I don't know.
91.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I looked it up while you were talking about it.
That's cool. But I did like him in this. He was a little prick, though. But I always did like him.
We got a new M.
Oh, shit. Jean Grey and Nightcrawler in the same movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I just tossed that in there. It just hit me. So, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Didn't mean to jump in there.
No, it's okay.
Like I said.
It's all right. So I was saying we got a new M.
Yeah.
Okay. Judi Dench took over. And she's still M. Well...
Yeah.
Now, that kind of changed in
Skyfall.
In Skyfall. But
that was a difference. I remember people talking about, oh, M's a woman now. What? Can't have a woman as M?
And why not?
I don't know. Some people just didn't like it, you know. People are stupid.
Indeed they are.
I thought she was a good M.
She was a great M. That's why she stayed M for so long.
Honestly, I don't remember the other M or M's, if there were more than one M. I remember, though. I mean, she stands out. I like her.
I don't know if there was more than one before her. I kind of vaguely remember M with...
I just remember there was probably maybe a scene of M's before that. You know, talking about this is what's happening, this is what you have to do, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But her, she
was more hands-on.
Yeah. You would see her more. I mean, they would refer back to her at some point, and I just don't remember that from the other M's. Again, if there were more than one M.
This was GoldenEye was one of the last appearances of Desmond Llewellyn as Q.
It wasn't... What was the last movie with Brosnan in it? It was...
The World Is Not Enough? No.
That was the last one he was
Die
in. Die Another Day he wasn't in.
Right.
It was...
It was The World Is Not Enough when Desmond Llewellyn retired. And then, so after GoldenEye would have been Tomorrow Never Dies with Jonathan Pryce as Carver.
I think so. I get those two mixed up.
No, it is.
Okay.
And then The World Is Not Enough.
I know he wasn't in Die Another Day.
Right.
So it was the one before.
It was The World Is Not Enough where he retired. Which makes GoldenEye as one of his last movies.
I don't know.
Oh, what do you mean you don't know? I'm telling you for a fact. This is the case.
Okay. Mark Darner says Bernard Lee, 62-79, played M. It's okay. That's cool.
Not have M during the 80s?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if he was there, he had that maybe 5 minutes, and then that was it. I don't remember him. Oh, Matt's in the house. What's up, Matt? Oh, wait. Matt, damn it.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'll get back to you later, Matt. Mark says Robert Brown, 83-89. So,
there we go.
Yeah, you remind me to get back to you later, Matt. I got words.
Why don't you just start calling Matt Janet?
Damn it, Janet.
So, just take care of your words with Matt right now, because we're... What?
Do you recognize this, Matt?
Oh my god, it happened. You've even played it now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have even played it. The cat just hit the button.
I don't know what you're talking about. We were talking about GoldenEye. Really like this movie because you've got computer programming going on it.
Yeah, that was one of the draws to it.
I can see that. That's awesome.
You know,
Boris and Natalia.
Yeah. And
do you think they intentionally called her Natalia?
Of course they did.
Okay. So they wouldn't have the Bullwinkle kind of connection there?
No, Natasha's a diminutive of Natalia. Okay. So it makes sense. Yeah, they definitely did that on purpose.
Okay.
But I always liked how Natalia was constantly given Boris crap.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at the end of the movie, I can break her codes. It's just so over the top.
Yeah.
The overall look of the movie, it feels like the mid-90s. It feels, you know, right when advances in digital were taking place, because you had the slightly enhanced effects, and then some of the effects that just did not hold up whatsoever. But it was also clearly shot on film. And you can just see, like now, especially with the DVD recording, that is severely degrading. we actually had problems watching it just because there were, I guess the disc must be scratched or something.
That's the wire. Because remember, I jiggled the wire and there was no problems after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ay-yi-yi, gotta replace that cable then.
But yeah, I do know what you're talking about with the video, because like the point when they eject from the helicopter and then the parachutes opened up, you could tell. I mean, it's like when it started to float back to the ground.
What is it, the penguin?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just umbrellas hanging off the back.
Yeah. But you could tell that was like video. Again, certain scenes you could just tell that's off. They need to go back.
And it's got the lighting from like 90s action movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not quite as
well, they've come out with all the other ones, so maybe they remastered it a bit. I didn't get past some of it.
Well, there's a deal on iTunes, at least last week. I think it was all 20 movies for, or no, all 23, I think, for $100.
Yeah. I think I saw that, but yeah, just
I was considering it, but I've already got most of the movies on DVD and I've got some of them on Blu-ray. But then I, you know.
See, it's not something I would ever do. If it was, I mean, see, I like Star Wars that much and I still haven't gotten those in on the Blu-ray set.
Yeah, but why do you think that is?
Because I have them.
Is it because you have them or because you know that they've messed with the movies even more on the Blu-ray and HD?
Okay, know? Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
Because to be honest, that's part of what the reason why I don't have them.
Because they mess with them again.
Yeah, I've...
Or the Blu-rays. Yeah, I heard about the Blu-rays and I just... And still, I'm not going to pay...
Freaking hearing that the Ewoks have eyes. Hell no. No, you should look into the black soulless, you know, depths.
Yeah, even fishies don't have eyes.
Okay.
You didn't mention Joe Don Baker.
You didn't mention Sean Bean.
Boromir?
Yeah. But he dies in this, so.
Everybody dies in this. Oh, spoiler alert. But no, Joe Don Baker.
Is this one of the movies that actually started the Sean Bean always dies? You know, if Sean Bean is in your movie, he's going to die.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah. Sean Bean always dies. He was 006. He was Boromir. He was Ned Stark.
Ned Stark.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
The most beloved character. I don't even think that they wait.
In Game of Thrones?
Is it like the first episode or... No, I don't think it was the first episode, but it was right away.
The first episode.
It was like by the fourth episode, they had already killed him.
Damn. That was one of the reasons
that's
I
how
would
the books
kind of
went,
get
though.
Into it.
He died really quick in the book.
Shit.
And in fact, that was one of the reasons why I almost put it down. I was just like, hey, I like this guy. Screw you, George R. R. Martin. You don't know how to write, asshole.
You didn't know he was Sean Bean?
Actually, at that point, I did because I started reading it after
the series
had already started on HBO.
Okay, I thought you read the books first, and I was like, I'm going to cast this guy
Sean Bean. I mostly read the books first, but it was one of those things. I went over to my parents' place, and my brother was over there, and my dad and brother were watching Game of Thrones, and they had me watch it with them. They put on the first episode, and I remember my dad talking about reading the books and how he wished he had someone to talk to about them, and my brother had apparently read the first book at that point. My dad had started reading, but my brother was so far ahead and didn't really remember all of the details. So I started reading the books at the same time. So yeah, at least at first, so that my dad could have that person to talk to because, you know, hey, it's dad, right?
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Let's have some fun here.
Could
and then
like
I
the clip
got
notes?
Completely... You know, thankfully, Marianne encouraged me to keep reading past the first half of the first book.
Yeah, she says you had that attitude with all the books.
But fortunately, she convinced me to keep reading past the first half because I was ready to
give it up,
get rid of it. I wasn't into it, and then after that first. That first half, the first book just really takes off, and now in retrospect, I appreciate all of the setup and everything that was done, but actually getting through it was just gruesome. So anywho, in the HBO adaption of Game of Thrones, Sean Bean plays Ned Stark, and he dies. Because everyone dies in Game of Thrones.
Damn, Ned.
Yep. So, Joe Don Baker, you kept wanting to bring him up.
He was just funny as the American spy.
He's got a rose.
He's Muffy.
Yep. How'd you like to do a little bit of gardening?
That was weird. That was just awkward.
Why?
I don't know. It's just
how did you interpret that comment?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, you know, he's showing him the rose tattoo and then asking about gardening. And okay, that's all right.
Well, I mean, maybe he wants the tattoo removed because it has to do with his ex-wife.
Yeah, the third one.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you got anything else?
Covered most of the characters. Went to see it when it came out.
Uh-huh.
Towel battle, which was fun. Nah, I don't know. I got nothing else for it, I guess. It was all right. Like you said, a lot of the effects, they just don't hold up, really. I don't even know if they could remaster that. Some of them. I mean, some of them, you could tell they're models. Totally. But, you know, maybe they
Zenya
go back
on the top had some great fighting scenes.
You go Jean Grey.
Yep. All right.
That was why it was hard to accept her as Jean Grey whenever. Because I'd seen this movie first. And I was like, oh, but that's a chick from Goldeneye. So Jean Grey's going to be badass and kill people?
And she was a little bit. I mean, she got a little fiery.
Okay.
But, I mean, she was great in the first two movies. And the third, I don't even know what to make of the third one, The Last Stand.
I don't count it. I really don't. It had so much wrong with it. I'm glad they've gone back and kind of washed over it. Juggernaut was not a mutant. He's a juggernaut, bitch, but he's not a mutant.
He's not?
No.
What is he?
It's the Crystal Gem of Sidorak. That's where he got his power from. He is Charles Xavier's stepbrother. But, you know, he was just a human who found a gem.
So they retconned it for the cinematic universe.
Well, it was cool. They had a juggernaut, but, you know, not a mutant.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, that's nice with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available at SoundCloud and is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, and we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com.
Are we going to stick with 7 p.m.?
I like 7 p.m.
All right. 7 p.m. is good.
Okay. We'll stick with it.
All righty then. On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo and Ed Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock for our theme, and at DC Cantel.
I hear he's over at a gas station.
Was that him?
Yes, that was him. You know what Tom looks like.
I know.
So throw a little Rocky, you know,
Rocky Horror in there. Yeah.
Yeah. That was totally Tom. He shaved.
He said
that's what I had a hard time with. I
know that's
like, oh my god, Tom shaved.
But he said getting gas, and I said, I think it's time to start. I think it's time I looked into getting an electric car or something like that. He didn't answer back to me.
Yeah. So for those of you playing the home game, Tom was dressed as Frankenfurter.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was really pale. He put a lot of white makeup on. I mean, a lot.
It was awesome.
So.
It was awesome. Shout out to Tom. Big time.
Hashtag blame Tom.
Yes.
And, at DC Cantel for our segment intros. Thank you. Thank you all. Our new followers. We have a lot of new followers this week.
Yeah, we do. We've got Dat's Life Podcast. Feliciano Alvarez. And that's a hard one to say, the Twitter handle of. It's Wexy...
Wexy Honeygawk?
Yeah. What? Is it Wexy Honeygawk? gawk or honey gawk? I don't know.
I just went with what I read.
Yeah. We've got bind point at bind underscore point. and then pint glass is at not that mayor.
Okay.
Wonder who the hell that could be.
I know.
And then we've got Dr. Pistol Pete at Pistol Pete MC.
Word.
And Roy McMillan at Roy Mac 75. Who else do we want to thank, Katie?
We want to thank you for listening.
I'm Miranda Janelle, and I'd like to remind you to use your Vulcan hashtags and beware the stubby-toed bitch.
Okay. I'm that fracking cat, and I don't know. I got nothing.
All right. Hey, Katie. Let's go watch another movie.
And talking's hard.
Good night.
Good night.
With a K.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
Hey, Siebs. So, what are we going to watch next?
Well, which one? What movie was it that I was all shocked you had never seen?
Babe or Clueless?
Let's go with Clueless.
Okay.
Come on, it's a fun movie.
Yeah, but
throw it out to
another movie.
Throw it out to the chat.
Oh, that's what I was going to. Bring up. Do you think we should for next week? It's episode 96 that we should toss out a list.
Or come again?
Maybe just go over a list of the movies that are come up for 96 and kind of see if anyone has opinions on something we should watch.
Like just read off a list of movies right now?
No, just like maybe put it on Twitter later or tomorrow or something.
Oh, so go through. Do a
like the list we usually go through when we try to pick between ourselves,
and then maybe put out a straw poll, and
you put it out there early. That way, we're not doing it like, oh, should we do this? Well, it is like Friday at midnight, so
what? That's not enough time. I mean,
yeah, maybe not.
Isn't that when we release the previous week's episode?
Yeah, that's my bad.
Okay,
that was the one who's drawing this week.
Things happen.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll put out a list for next week.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Sounds like a plan.